Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
The Cold Omaha Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to a collab cross promo edition of the Wolves Wired Locked On Timberwolves podcast. That's not actually the title of a podcast, but two for one special today. You're getting the same episode on both feeds. So, without further ado, Tim Fakeless, ladies and gentlemen, City Pages contributor, A Wolf Among Wolves, bloggist, at TimFakLis on Twitter. How you doing, Timmy?
I'm good.
You seem a little giddy about something. Is it because you love the song Roxanne by The Police so much?
Oh.
This is not the attitude a Wolves fan is supposed to have after the Wolves lose 116-108 to the Golden State Warriors after blowing a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
You're going to have to carry this one.
Oh, dear. The Wolves
The
Wolves were outscored 38-20 in the final frame of tonight, Sunday night's game against the Warriors. Klay Thompson, 5 of 8 shooting, 14 points in the fourth quarter. Kevin Durant, 3 of 5, scores 9 in the final frame.
He was bad before that, too. He was, like, they weren't guarding him well, but that didn't stop him from shooting.
3 of 16 in the first three quarters.
Right.
Kevin Durant, yeah.
He was not good in those first three, but he figured out how to be good again.
Shocker, as good players do. No Nemanja Bjelica, or, of course, Nikola Pekovic for the Timberwolves. No.
No way.
Zaza Pachulia for the Golden State Warriors. What was the mood like in the post-game presser? You covered the game. I did not.
I didn't go into the locker room after the game.
That's fine.
Tibbs' attitude after the games has kind of been similar the last, I don't know, four or five games.
He's very consistent.
He's very low-key. Even if they win, he's just as low-key as he would be if they lose. The only difference is in losses like these, his answers will be a bit shorter. He won't entertain you.
He Wiggins is it?
A little bit, yeah. Which is better than what a previous coach would do with a bad question last year. But, he always sounds a little bummed out and a little frustrated, even after a win. It seemed a little bit more so today.
The last time we would have heard Tom Thibodeau talk after a win at Target Center would have been November 17th. The Wolves have lost.
Is that the
8 of 9?
What game was that?
The Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been a while. The last victory coming on December 3rd over the Charlotte Hornets.
It's been almost a month?
Since their last home victory, yes.
Jeez, man.
It's not great, Bob. Mm. Is there anything positive? I mean, the playoffs, they're done. You proclaimed that last week, right?
Yeah.
No chance?
No.
It's over?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to look at where the Wolves sit in the standings, but they're 6-18. I imagine that's good for 14th.
I think the Mavericks are below them, and that's the only team that is below them.
Just awful.
They're putrid. It's just a sad state of affairs that Dirk Nowitzki is going to have to go out.
Is there any positive to glean from this? I mean,
I think you can always take solace in the fact that LaVine, Wiggins, and Cat are on this team and still performing relatively well. They have the third highest scoring trio in the NBA. Thibodeau talked
yes.
about it a little bit
nice.
After the game. They're all very talented and skilled young offensive players. The key will get to them to become well-rounded players, complete players, as he put it, getting them to do that on the defensive end, which at this point none of them really do. They're all good defenders in spots, but they fail to do it consistently, and that is the next step for them. But in the meantime, you can always take... you can always be happy when you're watching them offensively, especially tonight. They're all really good, if I recall. I think they all shot over 50%. LaVine shot of 8 of 19, but yeah, that was the worst.
LaVine was... He and Karl Anthony Towns led the team in scoring. He and Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns all scored 25 apiece. The only difference is LaVine was a negative 13 in terms of plus-minus. Ricky Rubio led the team in plus-minus. I thought he played relatively well in the fourth quarter. Sans a careless turnover. David West picked his pocket from behind. That was part of the back-breaking. 0 for 5 from the three-point line. Not great, Bob. No. But he did hit all of his three shots in the fourth quarter, finishing with his left hand a couple times. So that's something.
He was good that whole game, I thought. I thought he played Steph Curry pretty well.
He got beat a backdoor a couple times during the fourth, which
he did.
Helped kill him.
Overall, I think he had a good defensive performance. And even before he hit those three shots, he played about as well offensively as you can for a guy that hadn't hit a shot. Yeah, he was doing everything else pretty well. He had a couple iffy turnovers on some bad passes, but for the most part, I thought he played really well.
How was the crowd?
Not bad, actually.
Decent attendance?
I expected like one of those Wolves games where it's like half Wolves fans and then half fans of the other team. It's the Warriors, after all. But it was mostly Wolves. It was probably 90% Wolves.
Remember when we used to celebrate Wolves Warriors matchups by saying it's happy the Wolves could have drafted Steph Curry day.
Yeah.
Those days are long gone.
Apparently the Warriors play-by-play guy brought up Johnny Flynn today.
He did. There was 4 minutes left in the game when he brought it up.
That's just mean.
I know, right?
It's like, why?
He was bringing it up.
Happy like, for you, right?
That was this feed I was watching at my residence in Prospect Park, Minnesota. Gosh, I love saying that. My residence. Whew! The Wolves are outscored 22-10 in terms of fast break points. Transition defense continues to be awful. The Wolves are last in the league in terms of points per possession in transition situations given up, something I say on every single podcast. You know who's 29th? We have a new contender for the worst transition defense.
Dallas
Mavs, correct.
Poor Mavericks.
Oh, it's brutal.
They're really bad. Like, they're really, really bad.
The Wolves' upcoming schedule looks like this.
It's not a bad schedule.
Well, they're in Chicago on Tuesday.
That's a tough one.
And then they have 5 days off. They come back home. They face Houston on the 17th. Mm-hmm. And then the Phoenix Suns on the 19th at home. And then on the 21st, they're at Atlanta.
They've been up and down this year.
Atlanta's been up and down this year, correct. So, I mean, you can beat the Suns.
You can beat the Hawks.
We know that.
Tibbs is going to want to beat the Bulls.
Oh, that's a good point.
Win one for the Gipper.
The
you seem a little bit giddy this.
This is definitely a strange...
This evening.
This is a strange addition of a podcast to have on two feeds. This is dangerous.
I'll put it this way. Actually, never mind. I'm not going to put it anyway. The conversation that we had before we started this podcast could have been a podcast in its own right.
This is just mean to do to people. Anyway, did you see Kevin Garnett not hit the cuss button on Thursday on NBA night?
Really?
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Oh my God, that's great! It was him and Candace Parker, right?
Yeah, Candace Parker was in studio
because when they were talking about it, they were promoting it as KG and Maya Moore. But then I found out later that it was Candace Parker. I wonder if they just got the name wrong on the broadcast or if it was like a last second switch and they needed a new superstar to throw in there.
I would like to see Maya Moore on TV now that I think
she's good. Apparently, Candace Parker was good too, though.
Candace Parker's probably good. She dates... Oh, well, she...
She's married to Sheldon Williams,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I think there was some drama in that.
God.
Yeah, I haven't done my due diligence on that, but I did hear that there was some drama. Hmm. I'm still pulling that up. CJ Fogler put it out on Twitter, and he puts a lot of stuff out on Twitter, so it's really hard for me to, like, scroll through this.
I hear you. You know what song will get you out of any drama with a woman?
Go on.
Roxanne!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Anyway, what else? Any other other themes from the game that you would like to bring to the table?
Nothing pressing. There's one thing that I've noticed with Cat defensively, and it happened once today, and it's happened sporadically throughout the year. It's not a huge habit. It's something he did not do last year. It's him going up for blocks as the ball is going down and getting called for a goaltend. He loves the big at-the-rim block, but he's getting called for goaltends a lot, and I don't know what spurred this, but it seems like it's become kind of a habit. That and the, as I've mentioned, I think on the last, I don't know, four podcasts now, the tunnel vision in the post, but something I've picked up on, especially tonight, is that goaltending habit. You got it up. Looks like you're ready.
I ain't too old to do shit, homie.
Oh, hey, you gotta know when to reach
the
next.
Yeah, I messed that one up. So what? I'll mess that one up. Yeah.
Somebody put it out on Twitter and said it's cool for KG to wear Candace Parker's jersey, but did he have to wear her pants too?
Is he wearing skinny jeans?
You're too old for the skinny jeans, big ticket.
For skinny jeans, big ticket. I ain't too old to do shit, homie.
Oh, hey, you gotta know when to reach.
Yeah, I messed that one up. So what? I'll mess that one up. Yeah, it's gonna happen.
We gotta fix that thing.
I love Kevin Garnett so much.
He's apparently been working with Thon Maker in Milwaukee on some post moves.
Really?
Yeah.
How's he been doing this year, Thon Maker? Do you have any?
I have no insights on that at all.
Me neither.
It's just my lack of care for the Eastern Conference, really.
Fair enough. It's not the border battle rivals, the Milwaukee Bucks?
Oh, my goodness.
If only that was a thing.
If only.
It should be.
Someday.
Like, in theory, Jabari Parker, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and when he's healthy, Chris Middleton. There's a cool trio. You can even throw Greg Monroe in there if you want. And then you've got a cool trio here. You got Cat Wiggins-Levine, and you can throw Ricky in there if you want. There should be something more there. It's just, like, rivalries like that aren't marketed anymore.
I think it could be a product of Milwaukee basically being Chicago North.
Yeah, fair enough.
Lots of Bulls fans in Milwaukee, and them playing in different conferences, and both teams not being very good.
Yeah. But I understand why it's not a thing, but even if they were both really good, would that make a difference? Would that be a rivalry then?
Maybe.
I don't think
they wouldn't play often enough to have it be a rivalry. I don't think. I think
you don't think so. They played
twice a year.
Yeah, but the Lakers and the Celtics were always a rivalry.
But they played in the finals all the time.
Okay, so it would have to take them playing in the finals for this to become a legit rivalry.
I think that's the only way. I think they would need to be good. Yeah, and that would certainly. I mean, that helps.
I'm trying to think of a good comparison. There isn't one because they're right in the center there of the map of the United States, so there's not really a comparison of an East-West rivalry that could work.
Because no other sport has conferences and divisions so messed up like the NBA.
It's true. They're realigning that soon, I would assume, right?
Maybe. I've beckoned for it. I've beckoned for conference realignment.
I don't know what it would look like, but I think it should happen.
I think it would be easier to do if you had to keep an 82-game schedule.
Yeah.
That really restricts it, but if you just had every team play another team twice and eliminate back-to-backs, that would be fine. But you'd have less
games. That's 60 games.
You'd have less games, and so it would never happen.
Yeah.
If there was ever a night for the Wolves to beat the Warriors, it was tonight, being that the Warriors they're in the midst of a five-game road trip. This was their fourth game in five nights. They lost to Memphis last night, 110-89. Just a disappointing fourth quarter, man.
Yeah, that was brutal. But I mean,
was it like waiting for the shoe to drop?
Yeah,
in the stadium.
But the way they lost wasn't like classic Warriors basketball. It wasn't like a couple quick Steph threes, a Clay three, a couple Durant threes, and a dunk. It was like
David West.
Yeah, David West hit a jumper. Clay came up and hit an elbow jumper, and
Sean
then he got
Livingston
fouled.
Did stuff.
Yeah. They have a really deep team full of guys that some of whom aren't what they used to be. David West, but at 10 minutes a game, he's pretty great for what he is. Andre Iguodala is just an absurd person to have on your bench.
Lou Dolson, baby.
Sean Livingston, fantastic bench player. Even like Kevon Looney, who started tonight but normally comes off the bench, is a very good bench player. Shaqtin Afful had its... I think they were watching this game. Their scouts were watching this game. JaVale McGee and Adrian Payne were the first two off the bench tonight.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on with Bielitsa? Sore right ankle. Any word there? Were you around pregame?
All I've heard like that? Is that it's a sore right ankle. That's all I got.
from this mouth right
sources,
here?
Sources close to the Wolves Wired podcast.
And the Lockdown Wolves podcast.
Yes.
Because it's a collab edition.
I forgot.
Today.
Oh, so I'm a co-host and a guest?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
At the same time.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem, man. Anytime. Every Sunday. Shouts to unofficial show sponsor Skittles, which we're not eating.
Yeah, we suck.
Did you go to the Detroit game? I did not. I've been comfortable having...
I did, right? Yes, I did. That took me a second. I did.
A pitiful performance, 117-90.
It was brutal. If you're talking about a bad fourth quarter, that's another one that you can point to. I'm not going to start the fourth quarter as the new third quarter narrative because I hate that
You
crap.
Just did, I think.
But lately, the fourth quarter has been killing this team. The one thing that really sticks out to me isn't even really basketball related. I mean, it was basketball related, but it didn't decide the game. Adrian Payne getting thrown out on a flagrant two. I don't think I've ever seen a guy get thrown out of a game going up for a shot before.
Did he do it violently? I mean, describe the play.
He went up and he got fouled, and then he came down and smacked Marcus Morris in the face. Wow. I've never seen that before.
So he had the ball, you're saying?
Yeah, he was going up for the shot.
The
he got
player.
Fouled, and then he smacked Marcus Morris in the face.
Oh my goodness,
Adrian Payne.
You were there. Did we talk about? Our conversation with Jordan Hill in the locker room?
I would love to talk about that conversation.
Did we talk about it?
I don't think we did.
Because Jordan Hill comes in and he's making fun of Adrian Payne for wearing fake polo boxers. How Jordan Hill recognizes that Adrian Payne is wearing fake polo boxers,
he's got style.
I can't tell. I don't know. I saw the boxers. I didn't look at them and go, those are fake polo. Did they say U.S. Polo Association on them? Is that the giveaway?
I didn't read them. I don't know.
I tried to deduce it. Reporter's Ack was on the hunt.
I was too busy trying to figure out who owned a certain pair of footwear that we can talk about or not talk about.
What pair of footwear?
UGG.
Oh, Ugg boots?
Yeah.
What locker were they in?
I know whose they are. They were girl Uggs.
Oh, those were Adrian Payne's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird, right?
Well, let's backtrack. So Jordan Hill brings up the fact that, you know, are those real or wherever? Where did you get those? He said, I think he said Macy's. And Jordan Hill or you, one of you is like, oh, the one just right over here? Adrian Payne goes, no, man, I don't shop for clothes in Minnesota.
That was Jordan Hill who said that.
Yeah. And he's like, no, man, I don't shop for clothes in Minnesota. And then a bewildered Zach goes, why?
Well, first
there's no sales tax.
Yeah, first
I just don't get it.
I was like, the Macy's is closing down. Jordan Hill.
Oh, right.
Jordan Hill and I have talked off the record a couple times.
He's a good dude.
Great dude. Funny dude.
Yeah.
Very, you know, talk shop, spit the shit, whatever you want to call it. Very fun to do that with.
Yes.
I'm like, did you know that Macy's downtown is closing just as the intro to this small talk jam session we were about to have? And he's all, yeah. And I'm like, it hits me. It took me a second. It hits me. I'm like, well, why not shop in Minnesota? Like,
there's no sales tax.
People come here to shop because there's no sales tax. And Jordan Hill is very bewildered. He's like,
yeah, that was my favorite part. Wait, what?
I'm like, you didn't know that? When you go to the Mall of America and a clothing item is $49.95, it says $49.95 on the tag, it's $49.95.
And my favorite part is when he stops, he's like, wait. So does that count for like Gucci? And I'm like, yeah, if it's clothes, then it's tax free. That's how it works.
I got a text from my grandma. Shouts to grandma, a big supporter of everything that we do, and one of very attuned to the local media beat. Will tell me to read certain columns such as Sue Hands and Royce, one of her favorites. Royce, grandma goes, no state sales tax on clothing and food. plenty on everything else. Smile, big smile, grin with the teeth emoji. she's very funny. Always texts me during the fourth quarter. Can't watch. This is when they blow it. You know, what have you. So shouts to you, Grandma. I know you're listening. I'll come up, pick up that artwork from my new apartment soon.
Oh, you got some free artwork?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She's trying to get rid of an office chair, too. Not an office chair. A leather recliner that I'm probably...
Oh, nice.
I'm not really keen on it, though. Mm.
Man, you got a nice apartment.
Thanks,
by
man.
The way. You got a lot of artwork sitting on the floor right now waiting to be hung up, but...
No, I need to upgrade to an actual bed and not an air mattress.
Yeah, but, you know...
It's not like I have guests sleep over or anything, so... You don't have to turn on the red light, Tim.
I wasn't going to make that joke, but yeah, it's not like... That bed needs, like, a frame. You need to frame that. Never mind.
Was there a Henry Ellison sighting in the Detroit game?
Oh, man. That was one of my favorite moments on Twitter from that night. William Bull of A Wolf Among Wolves, friend of the program.
Friend of the program, definitely.
Tweeted, there's a Henry Ellison fan section, and someone responded, this is by far the whitest thing to ever occur in NBA history. It was pretty great. Yeah, he came in at the end when there was a blowout.
Hit a three, and that you could hear on the broadcast.
The crowd was getting into it.
The crowd erupt. Guess what year Henry Ellison was born, if you want to be sad.
1994.
Seven.
Oh, no.
Henry Ellison was born January 13th, 1997. 19 years old.
That is...
Right, Rice Lake, Wisconsin native, or where he was born. I don't know. I didn't know a whole lot about him, so I had to.
That was kind of a.
Went to Marquette.
That was kind of a local homecoming for a few people.
John Luehr was there.
Cole Aldrich, Tyus Jones, John Luehr, Henry Ellenson.
First player I ever interviewed, John Luehr.
That's a good one. The first pro athlete I ever interviewed was a Viking player.
What was his name? What is his name?
He is the former kicker now of the Minnesota Vikings.
Chris Cluey?
Oh, no. More recent.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wide left, wide right, whatever you want to call him. Blair Walsh.
Blair Walsh, yeah.
It was his rookie year, and I asked him, because he had like a crappy senior year, and he...
At Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, and he apparently was like incredible his junior year, and I asked him, like, what are you going to do to something or other?
To remedy this?
Yeah.
How'd he do that?
I was tall. I'm taller than Blair Walsh, by the
way.
No way. He is a short human being.
And you're not tall.
I am short.
You are deceptively... Like
I've been told, like, there was a picture of Wolves Twitter that we were at a bar or something, and someone commented saying
it was at McKenzie.
I figured Tim would be the tallest one of you. I'm surprised by this.
You had a very misleading Twitter photo back in the day that made you look a little taller than you actually
I did?
Are. Yeah, because before I ever met you, I thought you were taller. And then
really?
Yeah, when we all met at Grumpy's or wherever it was.
Huh.
It was, yeah. I hate to wax nostalgic on basketball Twitter meetups, but yeah, we definitely thought you were taller. Jer and I, average Jer, slow break on Twitter. Shouts to Jer, host of the Awkward Bounce podcast.
You don't watch the show Girls, do you?
I did.
Jer, slow break, sounds just like Ray.
Which one's he?
He's the kind of quirky older guy.
Stoner guy, like long hair?
No, shorter hair. You'll know him if you like look him up, but they have the exact same speaking voice. So, Jeremy, if you're listening to this, I don't know. What's up? You sound like Ray.
Oh, man. I already discussed I had William Liu on to talk about the Raptors game.
Nice.
On Friday's edition of the Locked On Timberwolves podcast, but you obviously weren't there. That was a nationally televised game taking place in Toronto. Really nothing to glean from that.
Yeah.
Nothing that we haven't hashed out. Any NBA stuff you've been paying attention to?
No, that's not in my mind right now.
Oh, well, okay. Well, it's 10:20, so for Tim Fakeless, City Pages contributor, A Wolf Among Wolves bloggist, at TimFakLis, you be sure to follow him on Twitter at that handle.
What's your Twitter handle?
Zachary BD.
You never market your own Twitter handle.
I'm not. This isn't about me, Tim.
It's our show. It's yeah, your true. Slash our show, depending on which one you're talking about.
Oh, man. Shouts to Alan Horton, who gave me the show, essentially. Locked On Wolves. Up for Minnesota Sports play-by-play broadcaster of the year.
That's right.
I don't know how we vote for him, but...
There was a Star Tribune poll that I voted in, but that wasn't the real one.
Hopefully he wins. I imagine Paul Allen will be up there.
I'm sure. Well, he wasn't on that list, was he?
I think he was, yeah.
He was nominated for... Yeah. The one that confused me on that was Mark Rosen. He doesn't do play-by-play.
No, he doesn't.
But, like, he's obviously a legendary sports media figure.
Yes.
But... That was, I don't know how he got on there. Maybe it's just broadcasting of any form.
Maybe, yeah, maybe they're just trying to, you know, because he's like on his way out the door. I mean, he stopped, Rosen Sports Sunday isn't a thing anymore,
right.
I don't think. So
right.
Maybe they're just trying to give him an award out the door, which I guess I would be fine.
That's fine.
Shouts to Alan Horton.
One of the best.
So let's get out of here. It's 10:20 on a Sunday. Time to do some post-production, break this stuff down, giggle a little bit more, and get out of these here Cumulus Studios located in the heart of Binkentown, Minneapolis. For Tim Pinklis, my name is Zachary Bennett. So long.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.